Good morning. A cold front and an associated trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere are both approaching from the west today. Well out ahead of the front and the trough, a band of clouds is streaming through parts of interior New York and New England and closer to the coast, where skies have been cloudy all night long. Most locations, though, are starting in the upper 50s and lower 60s. As we get into the day today, we'll break out into some sunshine, although clouds will tend to dominate, especially along the coast. And the heating will allow some instability to develop, eventually leading to billowing clouds and scattered showers and thunderstorms as the front makes an approach from the west. Some of the storms could be enhanced by the jet stream energy along with the trough, particularly in northern parts of New York and New England, where strong winds and some hail, along with heavy downpours, could accompany a few of the thunderstorms. The activity will last into the evening hours. Temperatures, while topping out close to the 80-degree mark, will begin to slide. And as skies clear out tonight, readings will drop back into the lower 60s. High pressure will build in for the day tomorrow and for the day on Thursday, keeping it dry and mostly sunny, with highs reaching back into the lower 80s. Another trough of low pressure will approach on Thursday night and move through the region on Friday with another cold front, producing scattered showers and thunderstorms to round out the work week with highs around 80. Sunshine will make a comeback during the day on Saturday, and with high pressure building in, it will be dry, and it looks like that high will dominate the weather for the second half of the weekend and into early next week, with highs on Sunday in the upper 70s and lower to mid-80s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from portions of the central high plains into the Corn Belt. Along with the risk for hail with stronger storms and storm clusters, locally damaging winds are also expected, and perhaps a tornado where low-level shear is enhanced near surface boundaries. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Gert, which was upgraded from a tropical storm before midnight last night. Gert is moving toward the north near 12 miles per hour and will make its closest approach to the U.S. mainland today. This, though, will remain several hundred miles offshore. A turn toward the northeast with an increase in forward speed is expected later today and tonight. Maximum sustained winds remain near 75 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gert has the opportunity to gather some strength later today or tomorrow. Swells generated by the hurricane will spread northward along the U.S. East Coast from the North Carolina coast northward to Long Island during the next couple of days. Swells are also expected to affect Bermuda during the next couple of days, and these swells are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 45 degrees, with a west wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 67 degrees, the dew point 60, 79% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.92 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Kemmelt, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s, Boston, mostly cloudy, near 80, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low, 57. The average temperature, 68, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.68 inches for the month, which is 2/100 of an inch below normal. And 29.72 inches for the year, which is 5.33 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 96, set in 1959, and the record low, 48, in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 6:02 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:57 p.m., 13 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and highs around 80. A few showers and storms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior New York and New England, mostly cloudy skies today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms around and high temperatures in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, remaining mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs near 80. Scattered showers and storms this evening, partly cloudy overnight in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, remaining mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. Any showers and storms this evening clearing out overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Thursday, mostly sunny in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms Friday near 80. Becoming mostly sunny on Saturday in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds upper 70s on Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds lower to mid 80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.